Yeah, look, it comes from a number of TikTok. I don't watch the TikTok thing. Jess passes these.
Talk to Jay.
The TikTok thing. I love
it. There's tens of thousands of people taking the TikTok, and they're talking about nostalgic Aussie snacks that have been lost to the ages. They include Smarties and Smartie pop-ups. I don't know what Smartie pop-ups are. I have no idea what Mammy noodles are. M-A-M-E-E. What's that?
We had them at school.
Really?
I think that was in the 80s. Like, I was a kid of the 80s. So they're literally like two-minute noodles, like the raw, and you just eat them straight from the packet.
I think we used to do that as Maggi noodles.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Exactly the same thing.
That's Maggi noodles.
Yeah, yeah. And it's got a picture of Cookie Monster on the packet. That's all it is.
Well, anyway, the Sunny Boy ice blocks I grew up with.
Yes.
I love the Sunny. Yeah, they were shaped like a pyramid. You remember there was the that was raspberry.
Yeah.
The Glug was cola. The Zap was lime. I didn't like it. I just stuck with the orange one because I'm chewing. You had to turn it upside down because you sucked all the juice out of the top. Then you had to turn it upside down. They were fantastic. But you're right. The Polly Waffle went. And there was a national campaign to bring back the Polywaffle a few years ago. You guys were instrumental in that, correct?
Yeah, absolutely.
But it just didn't taste the same.
No, sure. And the other thing was, the Chico Roll disappeared for a while. And then there was a national campaign. They brought back the Chico Roll. So if there's enough public support, these things will come back. The Scorch Peanut Bar has come back.
Oh,
there you go.
Yum.
Yeah. Yeah, but I don't know what this tube thing is. What's the tasty tubes? What's that?
Oh, they were like potato chips. Well, they weren't exactly cheesels.
They look like cheesels, though.
They were a cross between cheesels, pork rinds, and barbecue shapes.
Oh, wow.
They were nice.
Yeah, fantastic.
You're not really selling it. Jesus.
You know what they really should bring back, though? Space sticks.
Yeah, I was talking about space sticks.
Oh, it's a space stick. I remember the space stick.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, one of my favourites was the Triple Treat. Now, I don't know if you remember the Triple Treat. The Triple Treat was a bar of ice cream, rectangular size. It didn't have a stick, so it was a horror thing to eat. You had to eat it in a hurry because the only thing you had to support it was the wrapper. And you'd get to halfway through, and the whole thing would be liquid with a bit of marshmallow. It was marshmallow down the middle, vanilla either side, in chocolate. I had a call from Paul this morning. Have a listen to this.
It's like a chocolate-coated marshmallow ice cream all in one, and you got to, you know, you can't let it melt on you because it goes, but you don't take you long to eat it because it's so nice. It's the nicest ice cream they ever made. A little ice cream, you know, hasn't got a stick on it or anything. You got to hold it.
I've never tasted one of those things. I want to try one now.
Sensational. The Triple Treat needs to come back. So I want to add to this, and we're going to put our own, I don't know if it'll be TikTok, Jess will organise that, but what else has disappeared from the national horizon that we need to bring back?
1-3-3-5-3. I'm saying space sticks. That was my idea before you stole it from me, Dave.
No. I used to eat them like...
Or the vice versa chocolates. The vice versa. They were like a little button chocolate, and then on the outside was white colour, inside was darker, and then the other one was a darker shell with white chocolate on the middle.
Oh.
Vice versa. Google it. It's a good one.
Any other suggestion? Yeah, you know, my wife just came in and said, why didn't you put the recycling out? This is what a tight-knit family we have. She said, why don't you put the... She could hear the garbage, but why don't you put the recycling out? Welcome to my world, guys.
Morning, Nicky.
Remember the old days? Remember the old days when you just put the rubbish in any old bin?
Yes. So much easier.
On the air, he's getting roused on it by his wife. All right, 1-3-3-5-3. We'll take your calls in a moment. Lukey, have a good weekend. Catch you Monday,
mate. Have a good weekend, guys.
All right, Jay and Dave for breakfast. Our top today, 30 degrees, a little overcast this morning here at Triple M.